Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An intense manhunt for the killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan. There's now clear surveillance video of his face from the hostel where he stayed. No surprise, says ABC News contributor Brad Garrett.
Going around Manhattan that has a camera, it seems like every block and sometimes multiple cameras, even inside the hostel, even inside the Starbucks. I mean, you'd have to be naive to think that your photograph isn't captured every time you step into a place.
A new jobs report this morning from the Labor Department is expected to show a big hiring rebound in November. The expectation that the U.S. added 208,000 new jobs last month. Two kindergartners continue fighting for their lives after Wednesday's shooting at a religious school in Northern California. Police say the 56-year-old suspect had a long criminal record and a history of mental illness. Subaru has dethroned Toyota as the most reliable car brand, according to Consumer Reports. This is ABC News. Two American hikers and one Canadian feared dead after going missing on New Zealand's tallest mountain. Police say they believe the men fell, although their bodies haven't been found. Inspector Vicky Walker says conditions at the Aroki Mountain are too dangerous to continue the search.
Our search teams have been hampered by ongoing treacherous alpine conditions. It has been too windy for helicopters and simply too dangerous to put teams into the environment.
The two Americans, Kurt Blair and Carlos Romero, were certified alpine guides. A gamer under arrest for attacking a woman he met online.
A warning for online gamers after police say two men traveled from Canada to California to find and attack a fellow female gamer. Law enforcement says Canadian Devin Vanderhoff and a Monterey County woman knew each other from online gaming after playing together for years.
They say last week, Vanderhoff and his friend took a flight and traveled to her home. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
At Harbor Freight, our low prices make us the place for gifts that keep on giving. Because when you give the gift of quality tools, you're giving someone the ability to fix, restore, and build for years to come. And with savings like these, you can even get something for yourself. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Stop by and give yourself the gift of great prices.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Lions win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Ford Field in Detroit, where the Lions beat the Packers again last night, this time 34-31. Lions head coach Dan Campbell gambling on fourth down and converting to kick the winning field goal, leaving no time on the clock for Green Bay to score.
I just felt like we needed to end it on offense, you know, and I did not want to give that ball back, and I believe we could get that. I believe we could convert, you know, and I trusted that old line, and they came through for us.
The Packers fall to 9-4. Could they face the Lions again here in Detroit in the playoffs? Quarterback Jordan Love.
That's one thing that we just got to continue to take it a week at a time, like we always talk about. Obviously, we got a couple games left here, and you know, we're trying to finish on the right note and win out these last couple games and handle business, take it one game at a time, and obviously, we'll see what happens postseason time.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College hoops, Marquette host Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30 at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie have a new show that they say will be as unforgettable as the first show they did together called, who cares? The duo is collaborating again for Peacock's new show, Paris and Nicole, The Encore. The short 3-episode series drops December 12th on Peacock. Following in the footsteps of Ross and Rachel, Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter are on a break after dating for a year due to rumors of infidelity on the part of Keoghan, who apparently has been hooking up with a TikToker, probably someone who got famous lip-syncing Carpenter songs. The influencer's name is Becky Hill, and she has 4 million followers on OnlyFans, which is somehow 5 million more than I have. People assume infidelity is the reason they split, but maybe Carpenter finally saw Saltburn and hasn't stopped vomiting. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today, 27, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 37 by Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high in the low 40s with some rain by late Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Dom's producer here. Next time, Matt Rothschild takes the host seat. Catch Dom back on Monday.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till...
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Friday morning in downtown Green Bay. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh in the Civic Media app worldwide. It is still cold outside. Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine last night sent me a picture of him. You know, I'm glad, like I said, Todd, I'm glad I don't have a foot fetish because he sends me a picture of his stocking feet up in his little... What do you call those little things?
The ottoman.
Ottomans. Yeah. The fire gone and this, you know, $600,000 house.
Jim, I have an idea.
Fire.
We all pick a day and we all sit in front of our fireplace with our feet up and send pictures to Mino. What do you say?
I can do that.
Me too.
I don't want that.
I'm going to do that right now.
I do not want that. I don't. If I did that, though, Todd, it'd be like, did I mention that to you guys the other day? I didn't really start getting it. I had two different socks on.
No.
Yeah.
Like, extremely different, or just like...
No, they're both kind of like Argyle-ish.
Okay.
Oh, but well, Argyle...
One was blue, one was red.
I mean, come on, that's... How... No. If one's Argyle, they were... No, that doesn't make sense to me that they were
but they're
kind
the
of
same
similar.
Colors, kind of, but it happens.
I can see black with one
Good
has
morning.
A gold stripe, one doesn't, but Argyle, I don't think so. Those either match or they don't.
Mark Houston.
We gotta get those graminals. Is that what it's called?
Oh, Granville, I remember those.
We sold.
So they'd match up with the...
match the dots,
I do not
Johnny.
Want to think of you guys in Garanimals. Okay, let's just not go there.
All right.
So what did Mino and the mayor talk about? Well, first, how they love tangerines instead of oranges because they're easier to peel.
Yes.
And how they should need to match their socks better.
with Granville.
All
right,
Mark.
So Mark, yep. When you got here, and that was nice what you said, you're a listener, and thank you for that, but you talked about some of the... health people we had on this week.
Yep.
And you,
Dr. Kathy or Coach
no, Coach Kathy, Coach, which yep. we named her that. She's pretty impressive, right? The
it
fact that
is.
And I talked about her at work after that show, different place, and the thing she didn't get use anything, no yep. vitamin, I'm not vitamins, but no diet pills, no surgery, just And the discipline that woman has, and that was only
that's
2 years.
Word. That's
two
the word.
235 pounds in 2 years, which is, that's not a long time.
And here's the deal. I mean, Jim can talk about this with complete authenticity because he worked with her when she was like that. And she walked in the door that day. I think I know you.
Your eyes look familiar. She was, what did she say she was? 330?
What was it, Todd? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay. It was over 300.
334 or something like that.
It was over 300 pounds. Yeah. And that's when I kind of knew her. But then you see her with 200 pounds later.
235?
And they don't look. There's something about them that looks familiar, like, do I know your sister type thing. But, man, that was her.
Hey, how's your sister doing?
I knew he was good. She just came up with something else. But you know how she
I told you that happened to me on the air one time,
but her trigger, yes, you did. I just want to say her trigger
mark. She died, John.
Her trigger mark wasn't the doctor saying, look, if you don't do something, you'll be dead in 6 months. Or your husband.
She's never mentioned that anybody's said this to her.
She went to Kohl's, tried on some clothes, looking in the mirrors. John said the mirrors make you look better than they are.
The Kohl's mirrors, they do something to you. There's got to be some kind of a thing where they figured out how to make you look worse in a mirror.
So you buy more material?
Something, yes.
Okay. But yeah, anyway, but you know what?
She just did it.
I know she said that. I believe she said the term mindset. You know, she had a mindset to change it, you know, or dedication. And, we've talked about this. It's sometimes just changing your eating habits or portions. I think she talked about that
a lot.
You know, it's look at your portion control. How much are you going back to? I'm going to have some potatoes. I'm going to have a second helping, a third helping. I'm going to have two times is what maybe I should have for chicken or meat or whatever. You know, so if you just cut your portions back, that's huge. And but she stuck with doing all that.
She didn't call it a diet.
No.
She kept saying that. It's not a diet. It's her, and it's exactly what you're saying is that she eats the same thing she used to eat, and she just eats a lot less of it.
And I may be confused. So the other guests were the Flukies, and this may have came up with the Flukies. I can't remember which one said it. You guys were talking about water. I think if you honestly looked at how much you drink, because I think, Jim, you were shocked. And I think it was Kathy.
Was it a gallon?
Kathy said 90. She said 90.
She said 90 ounces of water, and John said that's almost a gallon.
But 90?
It is, isn't it?
64, geez. Okay.
But No one knows.
But for Kathy, she said 90. And I'll share this with me. You know, I went through a kidney stone once. And it was.
I witnessed it with Murphy on the air. I've never seen a person, you know, people say, oh, you look pale. I've never seen a person lose all their color in their face when that was happening.
But to really assess how much you're drinking strictly of water a day, I think was my wake up two falls ago. And I think I went 10 days before I passed mine, and it was, And so now I think, I drink plenty of more water. And I'm in the healthcare industry. I know what hydration does. But a lot of times people just get away from it. You have to either take, a large mug and figure out how many ounces it is and say, where am I at for the day? What did I drink for the day? Or you just have to be disciplined and saying, I drank four cups here and I drank two cups here and I added up. And you need to be the 60s, 70s, 80s, not the
And some people
two cups.
Carry around some pretty large water vessels. You know, and it's because they have to drink like maybe two of those a day, but they're like, okay, come on.
Well,
yeah, I agree. You know, it's a little bit more of the get attention of I'm drinking 6 gallons of water a day.
You know, you do see the people say, I'm going to carry my jug around. Right. You don't need to do that. You know, I mean, it's from.
Although I will say this, we got a guy coming on who carries a gallon, plastic gallon jug of water with him every day. And I'm gonna see if Jim is gonna give him any crap about it. Okay,
he's a little, pretty well built.
It's John Miller from NBC26 who bench presses 225 37 times.
Oh, jeez. I see him. We work out at the same place. Zach, just I'll leave it at that. So
but he carries when we do the high school football game. He's got a gallon jug of water.
Yeah, and once again. Once you get in that habit of drinking, once you understand how much water
he gets a pass.
Once you understand how much water you need, So again, we're talking water. We're not.
But what does that do, Mark? I mean, it's
great for your whole body. It's helping just flush your system. It's helping hydrate. It's helping it stay alive. It's just
your body. The majority of your body is water. So
but too many times, then we start drinking. Too much coffee. Too much soda. You know, that was a big thing for me. I have cut out soda out of my diet a ton. Now, my wife will sit
even
there.
Even diet?
When I say I'm not dieting.
No, even diet soda?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I went from when I was younger drinking, if we could have a Pepsi, that was a big thing.
Oh,
once you have your own jobs and you have your own wallet, you say, I'm going to do it all the time. Then I'd start doing Diet Coke. And my wife would bring home the 12-pack, and it wasn't her fault. And I finally just said, stop bringing it home. I don't know the last time we had a Diet Coke. Well, I got to take that back. Went to deer camp, and I brought back three
all cans. Rules go out the window at deer camp.
But you know what? It was one of those things. We don't, like, my wife is very healthy and drinks a ton of water, ton more than me. But I've told her, don't bring it home. And that's what, if you can stick to that and not bring it home, just stick with the water. Now, the big thing what a lot of people say is, I can't just drink straight up water.
So, I hate the taste of water. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, but so you need to get those little packets where you can add to them.
My Tang. A little drop. That's right to the Tang.
Exactly. And then that changes the flavor.
Totally.
And that'll help when you say you need to drink 80 ounces. People are thinking, oh, that's not bad. I can drink 80 ounces. You know, think about it. And we joke about it. Well, I'm going to have four beers.
Yeah.
And those four beers goes down pretty quick.
So. Tammy here says, I drink 160 ounces of water every day.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But it also, the big thing, though, too, it fills you up, right? I mean, for, you
right.
know. Yeah.
That's yeah. A lot of people will say, you know what, after dinner, I've heard this, after dinner, have one or two cups of water. Not slamming them, but just, it's one of those things so you don't come back now. Let's say you had dinner at 5 o'clock. You're not coming back at 6:30 or 7.
Oh.
And eating.
I've never heard that.
A little bit of food. And then that little bit of food, that little snack turns into three snacks before you went to bed.
Right.
And now you ate your last snack at 9 o'clock, 9:30. You go to bed at 10, 10:30, and it's just sitting there. So water fills you up.
Yes, it does.
So.
But there's a point where you can. I've seen stuff where it's too much water isn't good either. I mean, I think you really got to monitor that. But every doctor you go to says you got to drink more water.
Yeah, most people are going to be below it.
Okay, you're right. And that's what he said. But what I can't do is wake up in the morning and drink water. Because they tell you to do that. Have just an 8-10 ounce glass of water right when you get up. I'm like, I don't want water. I want coffee. You know what I mean? And I just, but that starts your day on being hydrated. And there's so many good things about drinking water. So those people who walk around with these big things, you know, I think it's a little bit okay, but it's also, that's pretty cool they're doing that because their goal is to drink two of those a day.
Again, like Kathy said, it's just a mindset then. You know, I mean, yeah, if I said, Jim, I'm going to take coffee away from you for the next month.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't work.
Okay, let me ask you this, Mike. You're talking about you didn't want to go walking or biking or anything last night in that cold wind and everything. I don't blame you. But Kathy, what did she walk yesterday, Jim?
4 miles?
17.
Well, that was her lowest was 18,000 steps. Yeah. Her lowest.
Which is like 7 miles.
Can I step
like
into
3 hours?
You guys were talking about steps that day. Yeah. So I didn't know I had a step counter on my phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
That what was your Sunday?
136.
Yeah. For I mean that's the bathroom and so back twice.
I was shocked because I already had when I looked the other day at like 7 a.m. I was at like 380. I was like, John, what you want for one day you did? You know,
there was football on all day, Mark.
Okay.
And I had a pecan pie.
Yeah, that one shocked me a little worse, you know.
Sorry.
The whole pie.
What's wrong with that?
Can't
any water
blame you for
no.
that?
Yeah, but you know,
you know what I bought though. You know what I bought from the Dollar Tree or the dollar store? Low calorie, and I talked about this, and Kathy thought that was a really great thing. What I'm doing, cranberry juice.
Yeah,
it's like 1 gram of carbohydrates and low sugar now.
Right.
Because normally juice, people think, oh, I'm drinking juice, I'm healthy, loaded with sugar.
Correct.
Right.
Yep. Sugar's a big thing with juices, you know.
When you go into the store, like Quick Trip or something, and you buy something to drink, like I always buy water.
Non-flavored?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't drink it.
I do.
I just can't drink it.
Yeah.
I taste the plastic.
Now, I laugh because my wife loves Hint. You know, it's a flavored water.
Okay.
And she drinks. I'll go to Costco and I'll buy 3 or 4 of these. You know, there's probably 16 in each one. She'll go through those in 2 weeks.
And it's called Hint?
Hint, H-I-N-T.
Is that like a flavor?
It's a flavored water.
She likes, my wife likes carbonated water. And, you know, period, whatever that green stuff is. Ugh.
Hang on,
just plain water. And it's cheaper. It's the cheapest thing.
I have to show Mark my Sunday.
Those are his steps. He's showing 136. Mark. 136. 136 on
a pecan
Sunday.
Pie.
That's not all day.
And a pecan pie.
That's unbelievable.
Do as I say, not as I do. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, the house. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Save communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Great song.
Water, right?
Dixon Land.
Water. I am going to say figured out. Winter of 1975. Well,
let me do a little checking on it.
Okay.
It says 74, but it could have came right into late 74, yeah. Early 75. I think.
Yeah.
So let me check.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was big song. That was the year I was born.
Oh, quiet.
Did I just end that movie? Yeah.
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine in the house. You said because I was doing the basketball game last night until halftime. I didn't know that. Was it on TV? LaFleur having a little?
I saw it this morning.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, so it wasn't like.
No.
It wasn't live
last night.
Oh, okay. No.
It's a little conflict. You know what? I feel, we were talking about this last night a little bit. I feel bad for the coaches that have to talk, but that's part of the deal. You know,
they're going,
he was not in any mood to talk last night. And I said to my wife, I'm like, this is crazy. This guy's got to get back in the locker room.
You know what?
She's asking some kind of dumb questions.
Well, you know what? I've always said this.
Why do you think you're losing?
I don't, I don't have a problem with those interviews.
Oh, man.
Where I really struggle with the interviews, baseball, during playoffs.
I agree.
Middle of the game.
Where the guy has come out of the dugout and he's wired up.
I can't believe that.
No.
If the game's going on, now I get it with football, you have a halftime, you know, or a basketball, whatever. I get those halftime interviews, but not in between innings. I just feel like that is, I am old school.
Totally
but
agree.
It's,
I think that's a little weird, but I would make a deal with, and I know that that's in their contracts that they have to do these interviews, but mine would have a caveat in there that I'll only do it if we're winning. I felt sorry for him last. I thought that was just like, and that happened, you know, all weekend. They always cut away to the coach and it's like, wow, but they have to do it. Nobody wants to do that, especially when you're losing. And I don't think the questions are all that great.
Right? It's just, again, it's a mindset of, are those coaches in the mindset of, you know, they're yelling at guys,
right?
And then all of a sudden you go 30 seconds later of,
right,
let's talk to a reporter
exactly.
And give a nice answer. It's not going to always come out
at everybody. Well. Oh, your mom's here. Yeah, I mean, you just really, they're in a mindset. I think we should let them stay in that mindset, but whatever.
I think sometimes, sorry for LaFleur last night. After the, like when they come out after halftime, sometimes those interviews are better just because.
They had
cool down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I remember several times Nick Saban almost made girls cry. He's actually calling girls, but they're young, these young women. Because he'd be so nasty that ask you, so, Coach, whatever happened on that third down? Right. Well, I don't know. If did you see the play? I mean, maybe if you saw it, you would know what happened. He'd be like that way. Totally, it's like,
that would be totally me.
Oh, totally.
I just, anyway, that's part of the deal. Yeah. But, yeah, he did have a little confrontation with a fan, so I don't know
how. I didn't know that. Somebody let us know. What exactly happened? Yeah. I missed it.
It's a great game, and we continue on, and. Oh, a lot of season left, and
Mark, let me ask you this, though, as far as, you know, we talk about high school all the time, you know, what you guys do for high school and everything like that. The one thing that still I can't figure out with all the incredible advancements in sports medicine, and you and I have talked about this before, when somebody gets hurt, let's say they blow an ankle or whatever, they still have some, you know, 160-pound assistant equipment manager helping carry the guy. The guy's 6'6", 327 pounds, and this guy's 5'9", 143 pounds, and he's trying to help him. Why doesn't somebody... That's how we're going to make our money. We're going to invent something. Yes! We're going to invent something, a type of cart, where we just get out there right away, put the person on the cart, and drive off. When they're on the sidelines, they put them in the cart to take them to the thing. Why won't they take those onto the field?
Because they want to move them, I don't think.
Okay, is it better than to have him, like, this trying to hobble off with the equipment manager?
A couple things we can do. We can get those like boots that are like a foot high so they can be taller and help them so the guy has something to lean on.
For the equipment guys?
For the equipment
guys. Platform boots.
Yeah. Platform boots, but really tall, but wider too so they don't slip. We could do that. Maybe even
big moon boots.
Put cleats in them.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. So then the guys could keep their job.
Yeah.
Or we could just say, look, we have an agency that has these trainers and they're all 6'6".
or something. Well,
but you know, isn't it? Because you're right. That always looks weird. It's like, come on.
You know, so you think about high schools. You know, a lot of high schools don't have a cart or something like that.
Right.
So, you know, or if it's the John Deere cart that the maintenance staff still has. So, but I believe this happened up in first game. I think it was the first game up in Minnesota was with the Packers. I think this was. And someone got injured and they went to cart the person off. And in Minnesota, you kind of go through the public area.
Okay.
The cart couldn't get through.
No.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
People wouldn't give them space.
it was just, too tight of an area. So it was, I mean, you got to think of those things of where can you take the cart? It's the same thing with an ambulance. It's like, kind of like, you know what? You call for an ambulance at a football field, but if no one opens a gate, now what are you going to do? So you got to really think out your whole plan, emergency action plan of, you know, how are you going to transport that person? Are they unconscious? Are they, is it an ankle injury versus a shoulder injury versus a head injury?
Right. Well, I remember when, Nagani against Ishpeming, September 1974, DeAngelo gets a concussion.
Well, who doesn't know that?
Yeah. And they brought the ambulance right out to the middle of the field, put him on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's amazing that the NFL hasn't come up with a better way to get injured players off the field. Is that crazy?
I think it is. Of course, I've been a critic. I think it's just TV timeout. They go right. You know, if it happens in the stadium, Charles Woodson comes on. Shh. You know, and he wants everybody to be super quiet in the stadium when a player is injured. Right. You know, that's what we do at Lambeau Field and other places too. But what does the media do? Boom! Right to a commercial, and it goes on and on while they're kind of. So I think it's the media.
I agree.
You know, some of this is even in, you know, is with the pros of old stadiums versus new stadiums. You know, was that stadium built for ambulance or a cart or whatever of how do you transport someone either off the field or to a locker room or wherever?
Did you ever go to county? Did you ever cover? Did you ever work county stadium?
Yeah.
Wasn't that, the hallway to go from like the dugouts is what it was no wider than you and me standing.
So did I ever tell you that? I did an internship with the Brewers.
No,
I never
knew that.
So I had an 2-week internship. I did an internship with their minor league in Beloit. My internship with the Brewers, we got a massive rainstorm on a Saturday night. We had the game, got done. I went home. I lived an hour away. Sunday we're supposed to come up, and it is flooded, like flooded big time. No, sorry, it was Friday night, Saturday, and we ended up not playing Saturday because that dugout.
Yeah.
Was completely flooded from the manager's office all the way out to the dugout. If you would have sat on the top of the benches over your shoulders, that's how the field. I've got pictures somewhere. The entire field was flooded. They put the tarp out knowing the rain was coming, and it was just floating out there.
That is
backed up all of Milwaukee. They did play on Sunday though. They brought in a helicopter, got the field all cleaned up. And
hate to say it, love the historic, all those things stadium. Part of it, but it was the worst facility
County you've Stadium
ever seen for a professional entity, wasn't it?
Oh, that.
I tried buying some seats from there when they shut it down.
Oh.
They won some because they're lead-based paint. We're going to send our quick break, Mark Melson. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin dairies, our cheesemakers, our food processors are looking at the globe as their potential customers. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And the global interest in Wisconsin dairy continues to climb. How are we going to get those customers? An answer next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Mike North, dairy analyst in Platteville for EverAg, says, indeed, the global interest in what we're producing here in Wisconsin as far as food and dairy products is concerned continues to climb. The catch is they may not have as much disposable income as consumers do here in the United States. Still, North believes there's a big upside to gaining those customers.
I think it's important to remember that in these developing countries, as their taste preferences start to lean towards some of our product, that still one of the best ways to capture their interest is with price. And so when we get into these, you know, anomalic type of environments where we can go very easily to compete against our, you know, biggest competitors of Europe and Oceania, that price opportunity really starts to crack the door open for us.
That's Mike North, one of the brokers with EverAg out of Platteville. Speaking of price opportunity, yesterday in Chicago, our barrel cheese dropped 2.5 to 164 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese was down 3.5 at 166 and a half, while AA butter stood still. What's happening with the rest of our commodity markets on a Friday morning? Those numbers are next.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Right now, a little mixed in Chicago. We've got March corn up just a half at 435 and a half. January beans are down a penny, 992 and three quarters. Right now, the March wheat's up nearly two at 560. July new crop up a penny and three quarters, 574 and a quarter. Meanwhile, January class three milk in Chicago right now 4 cents stronger at 1909 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today, 27, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 37 by Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high in the low 40s with some rain by late Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up, everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
See if you're eligible. Visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Friday morning, Sandy Williams will be back in the studio and we'll talk about the holidays, the latest in politics, and a whole lot more.
The Earl.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 FM, WSS, and of course the Civic Media app. Lots of things going on around Northeast Wisconsin, and we want to talk to one of the greatest artists you'll ever find in this area who advocates for kids getting involved, Naomi Mose. How are you doing, young lady? Well, not so good. I mean, yeah.
Drink some water.
I'm humbled, man.
Well, it's true. You know, I'm looking at your stuff on Facebook, your sculptures, and it's just mind-boggling. And Jim and I talk about this a lot.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
How do some people have
a
certain...
I'm just one of the many.
But we, you know, I could sit there, Jim could sit there, Mark could probably sit there and try to create this sculpture type thing, and we can't. I mean, if our life depended on it.
Yeah. But I have thought about taping a banana to a wall with duct tape.
You know what I heard?
$6.5 million.
$6.5 million. Do very well with
you
that.
Know that guy who bought that though, the crypto guy, that's cool.
Do you follow, yeah, I saw it.
That's
yeah.
Pretty cool story. Then he ate it, talking about how it ties into cryptocurrency. Anyway, go ahead.
Naomi, tell us what's going on in your world. First of all, tell a little bit about the Art Garage and everything you're doing to propel the arts, and especially with young kids in maybe some disadvantaged areas of Green Bay. I think that's a wonderful story that needs to be told.
Well, thank you. I really want to get that out because we're all working so hard to get the art to the common man and the common child, you might say.
Yeah.
You know, for people that there's art programs in schools are not what they used to be. And I think that there is so much more to really encourage the creative thinking in our youth. And the creative thinking goes beyond just being able to draw or sculpt. It goes into thinking about being somebody, like in buildings, creative thinking about being a doctor and things like that. So art is much more than just what you see physically, you know, with your eyes or what you hear with your ears and things like that. So
is there an artist that like kids like, wow, like is there a famous, like we have famous sports people, we have famous, is there a famous art, there's famous authors, right? I mean, G. Collins, right? I mean, famous.
John Grisham.
Right. Is there, but I'm thinking for kids, is there a famous artist
that people would look up to?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should know this, Jim.
I don't.
You know, I don't know. You know, that's a good question because you're right. Sports figures are plastered all over TV and media. But art, an artist, I don't know.
Well, we have that young kid.
Contemporary.
Yeah, with a young kid here that does all the bridges, but dated my daughter. Anyway, I was just wondering, I don't know enough about art. I have been to the Art Garage many, many times. I love the work that you do there. Your sculptures are so unique.
Unbelievable. They're unbelievable.
They are. So what are we doing this weekend then?
Yeah, tell us about your show.
Well, you know, this is just a little event I'm involved with. And it's so, when you reached out, I thought, wow, how wonderful of you to pay attention. You pay attention to what's going on. Even a little.
John?
People here in the studio dispute that, yeah, but go ahead. But thank you, Naomi. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I didn't ask that you offered, and I so much appreciate it. But the Art Garage is having, this is the first time we've had this because we have new owners in the building. It's public knowledge. We've sold the building, and the building to the north, and it is a beautiful, big, huge, gorgeous building. It's called The Compound, And we're going to have a big artisan show in that building tomorrow from 10 to 4. And it is in there as well as the Art Garage. So if you come to the Art Garage, there'll be signs and people will tell you to go to the other. You know, there are two buildings. You just walk between them. And then after that, there is a holiday art open house at a local artist house. And that is from 5:30 to 10. So if you're not a day person, you go to the night one. And there's this, our Heather Peterman is the artist. And I told her, I said, I could tell people about it. She goes, yeah, that'd be great. She just wants people, you know, she's such a great artist herself. She's very contemporary and kind of a very retro girl. But anyway, it's going to be a great day for art tomorrow. So I hope that people can either make it to the Art Garage in the compound between 10 and 4.
Tell everybody where it is.
And it's 1429 Main Street. And the great big compound, and I think that's a perfect name for their new place. They have a coffee shop now, too. So if you need anything to drink, you don't have to stop at any of the other big chains.
Awesome.
You can go there and try out their things.
And there's plenty of parking there, too. I think Main Street people are like, oh, where am I going to park? You know, Cedar Street, there's a whole parking lot back there. So, and that is great.
Sure.
So that, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people have been there, but not everyone has been there, and they need to stop in.
Right.
So the Art Garage connected with the compound, and the compound is more retail? What is the compound? I mean, I know with the building. I've been through the building. But
Yeah, you've seen that building, right? The compound right now, they're going to be having more businesses in it.
Good.
It's going to be an event center. That's the main for focus. And so this is going to showcase what they're doing on the inside of that to make it an event center. And, of course, they just opened their coffee shop. So trying to get the word out about that so that people, I mean, really, there's no coffee shops that in that whole area.
Right.
So I think that's going to be perfect.
How fun is that? Good.
And you know what, Naomi? That's a part of town that's been a little bit neglected. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's got this Jim's like,
there's 50 square miles.
All right, sorry. I'm just saying.
You're right. That needs a little energy.
But they found a way to make it something else. Use that area for something else.
Yeah, right.
And I think and I kind of like the earthy, urban kind of feel of what you guys are doing and where you are.
You know, that when you walk into that, the compound, that whole building just speaks to you. You know, it used to be a canning company. I don't know if you know that. And a big canning factory. They processed vegetables there. And it's been a dream of a few artists in Green Bay to start this whole story. And we're trying to build it up to a more viable, more visible entity so that it can really, really do something more for the community. And yes, you're right. There's nothing over in that area.
Love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the arts, as great as they are, it is tough to find a good funding mechanism, you know? I mean, it's...
Oh, my gosh. You're not kidding.
Well, that struck a nerve.
Yeah.
But there are some cities who will, take 1% of tax increment financing and put it towards the arts. You know, there's some... But you guys have worked so hard. You got such great things, but it just... It's hard, so I think that's great that
it's
the
like
compound,
a constant thing of keeping the lights on.
The compound can help, you know, elevate some revenue for you guys as well.
I hope so too. I think it's a mutual. We want to help them, and they want to help. You know, they want to help us, and we're there under their wing now. So we really want them to succeed. So,
who do you want to? Go ahead.
No, I just think it is going to be a good thing. You know. This has all just started out. It's less than a year. Well, just about a year now.
Right.
So it takes time to get things going, as we all know, being in business.
Oh, yeah. So what are we going to see tomorrow? So tell me about tomorrow, what that looks like, 10 o'clock. What do we all see? What do we do? What are we going to experience?
Well, the Art Garage has an exhibit. It's called the Gift Show, and everything is under $200. So you don't have to worry about, oh, my gosh, it's going to be so expensive. I think most of the artists are geared towards that for the whole show. But then the artisan show is tucked into Studio B. And the main gallery has the artist, you know, the artisan, I mean, gift show under $200. And then there'll be artists with their booths in Studio B. And then in the compound, which used to be Studio D, That is a huge room. That is going to be full of other artists. I will be in that that building. So if you guys pop over, stop over into the compound, because that's where I will be. And, you know, I just want people to come and enjoy and meet and greet and everything. And then the evening thing, some people don't get out. You know, they have other stuff going on during the day, so the evening is kind of fun, too.
I want to say one thing, Naomi. We talk about the great things of Green Bay and, we got this. Yeah. I'm not sure people understand the artistic talent in Green Bay. And when Jim and I were walking around your place last summer, it's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Somebody in Green Bay sculpted this or whatever.
Yeah.
And talk about buying a unique gift. I mean, there's not two of, you know, that's not Target. I mean, it's just something unique that's going to strike you and say, that would look great on this wall or in this mantle.
That somebody locally created.
Right.
That can be moved into your own home for $200 or less.
And if I was the artist, I'd be like, man, Dad, I was going to price this at $400. They told me $200 was the max. So that's, I'd go through a lot of problems.
Thanks, Naomi.
But man, I had this thing all geared up. See, here's the price right here, $400. They may be taking it at $200. I'll take it at $200. That's a good deal.
I can see that.
I would do that.
Yeah, I know you would. Right. Yeah, hey, Naomi, one other thing I want to hit on, though. You do such a wonderful job with young kids in that area that wouldn't. And I even thought about that when I was at the Boys and Girls Club on the East Side the other night. I mean, these kids were so excited to be there and having such a good time. And I don't know what their home life. I mean, maybe they've got a great home life, whatever. But still, it was such a great little refuge for them to go to. You could just see it on their faces. And I know you do that in the summer with young kids, which is great.
Thank you. We have great teachers. They have so much passion for sharing what they do and their mediums. And it is cool. We see the parents drop off their children, and they're just so grateful. They're just so grateful. And I remember I had my children go to art classes and things, and there's nothing better than seeing them come home with a project, a nicely done project, too. And you just know that it helped them learn, help their brains develop. And that's one thing that we don't have now is the arts have all, you know, with them falling off and start in funding and things. You know, I don't know if the children are getting a fully rounded developmental brain.
I think you're right about, especially younger kids, but to be the more exposed to, the better. But the arts, maybe you're going to discover some people too, because you know you might grow up in a home where you know I don't know art's not, just not a thing.
It's or whatever,
you know, you hear about that in music. It's like, well, you know, who turned you on? Well, my teacher discovered that, or not discovered that. My teacher said, "Look,
tapped into something.
You're pretty good at that." So I think that's great that parents, whether their kid clicks or not, that's secondary to just getting exposed to the arts and all the. I mean, people think of art sometimes they think about painting, but there's so much more sculpture and all the work that you guys. Right.
Well, there's sculpture, there's fiber, you know, there's also ceramic, there's, you know, functional use. And you're
welding.
Right. You know,
welding.
That's right. Sports That's right. Figure,
welding.
You know.
Pottery, welding.
Welding, which I'm going to be a part plumbing. Of. Yeah.
Bike rack. John's going to make a bike
rack. Well, yeah. Yeah, so much good to say about it. We want to develop our physical bodies, you know, in the athletics and things, but even art can help you with your physical, you know, skills too. Helps you it opens up that mechanism in your brain that helps you think around the box, you know, and a little bit more.
I was just reading something about that, and it talked about, you know, mental health. Okay, and one of the big things they're doing right now is finding ways for people to accomplish something. They said if you accomplish, it's almost like the guy that wrote that book, Make Your Bed. Mm-hmm. And the Navy SEAL guy,
make your bed.
First thing you do in the morning, and your endorphins, kick in because you accomplished something. And they were talking about that with using your creative brain to help your mental outlook and accomplishing something. And like with doing art and creating things, that's a big part of it.
You are absolutely correct. The endorphin factor is really, really something. When I'm doing my artwork, it's like I get such a, I don't do drugs or anything, but I get a wonderful high from it.
Yeah, it's
that's
true.
Great. You know, yes. That's awesome.
Especially when things are going good. When the sculpture's turning out really well, I mean, it's like makes my day. It really does. So because I feel like I've achieved something that nobody else can. How, you know, everybody, there's other sculptors, there's other painters, but we all have our own unique style and our own way of presenting what our vision is.
So that's awesome. So Art Garage this weekend on the compound and the Art Garage on Cedar Street, well, actually Main Street.
Downtown, yes. Green Bay, East Side, stopping over. What you're doing is fantastic, Naomi. You stay in touch with us. We want to know everything that's coming up, and we're going to promote it for you.
Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
We got to take care of the Sajuax, right?
The what?
Thank you.
The welders.
Take care. Sajuax, St. Joe Academy.
Oh, yes.
That used to be their nickname, the Sajuax. Yeah. All right, we're going to send a quick break. John Miller.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here along with Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine. Coming your way on a cold Friday morning in downtown Green Bay, downtown Oshkosh, and all points in between. What is the weather like in the Motor City? We're going to be talking with John Miller coming up in a little bit from NBC 26. He was there last night for our Friday football segment. We, of course, have Dennis from the Glam Band coming up. We've got Tyler S.J. from the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Well, you know, one of the things, Mark, that we're talking about in regards to, you know, sports and athletics and how crazy it's gotten. I mean, it's, and I don't mean, I think it's great, to be honest with you, with these facilities and everything like that. But you're a big proponent of people being a little bit more well-rounded as far as some of these kids get so focused these days on a sport, on one sport, and it's just like that's their entire life. And then at some point, it's like, okay, you're not going to be Jordan Love. You're not going to, but you know what I mean? And I think that's great. What Naomi is doing is opening up these kids to the creative side of life at a young age instead of just being so solely focused on a sport. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked about sports specialization and, you know, trying to be in 2-3 sport athlete. It's the same thing with when you start talking about the arts, you know, I mean, take in, is it theater? Is it music? Is it, you know, you just talked about, you know, people say, I'm not going to paint. Yeah. But you know what? You can weld and you can be an artist.
Absolutely.
We had family friends. He was,
look at me.
Yeah.
We are.
Well, I'm good. Once I start my welder up again.
All right. Where's your artistic?
I sold it all.
He actually has some artistic ability.
Yeah?
Yeah, he does.
Just don't have the... I'm looking. You know what I need? Here's what I need.
He does.
Let me tell you what I need. I need somebody to loan me. I'd say... I need somebody to loan me a garage where I can have my workshop set up in a... Because you know what I hate? In my old house, they used to have a separate workshop, okay? I hate when you have to work around a car and move the car, and then you got the snow shovel there, the snow blower, and the lawnmower. You know what I mean?
That's art, John.
I know. I want a I've never had, a dedicated garage with just a workshop. I used to get Handyman magazine, and they'd all these guys would have these workshops.
Just stud it out. That's not that hard. Take apart, do you have three car garage? Two, yeah, three?
Two.
Talk to your, just make a room. Just take.
You know what that would, you know how hard that would be to get that done these days?
I'm just saying, if you want a dedicated room, you got to build it. You can't just talk about it. You got to build it. Once you build it, then you're going to start turning it into a workshop, make sure the outlets are there, the music and everything, whatever you need to do.
I'd like to rent
that. That is a good idea you should have built the three car garage, though. But even if it's two, just you can take, you don't have that much
workout,
room.
You can workout facility, and you can do an artist.
That would be phenomenal.
And then what would happen is he could hang his stuff on the workout.
On the equipment. Welding?
There you go.
On the welding.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be like
my tool belt hanging on
the bicycle,
right? Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Somebody, though, missed the boat on something. There is nothing that hangs better clothes-wise than on a piece of workout equipment that. Like a stationary bike. That's the most perfect hanging thing, isn't it?
Dries it out.
Yeah. Yes.
Spreads it out, dries it out. Yeah, that's nice.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep. Yeah. So does anybody out there have a garage I could have? Just throwing that out. You know, I was going to talk to you about this, Jim. You got to make a call.
May not be longer, but.
No. Listen, Jim.
Not on my lot.
No, listen to me.
Okay, what?
Across from the prison, there's this little brick building it's between the road and the river. A little brick building across from the prison, abandoned. I would like to. Could you make some calls, see if I could have that building?
That's Alloway.
It's Alloway for once.
I think I know what John's talking about.
Right. You know the building?
Because I lived about three blocks from the prison.
What is that building?
Don't know.
Nobody knows.
Maybe that's why it's still there and we don't want to know.
Yes, but. I want that building.
All right.
Can you make a call?
You need to build something that's...
But this is a brick building. It's going to be perfect. I could literally live there.
You don't want to live there.
No, he would. But he would. His standards of living.
I could metal detect on the shores of the river, collect all kinds of phenomenal artifacts.
You know, that could work for you.
Yes. I'd be in heaven.
But you would have to, I think that's the state's land, isn't it? Isn't that on prison property?
I think you're right.
Yeah, you're not going to get that.
I'd get a part-time job in the prison.
So, Jim, make that phone call?
That you could do that. I think they're still looking for people. They're paying more, but they still have a shortage there.
I work in the prison in a heartbeat. I'd love to work in the prison.
John would say, I'm going to grab my old orange T-shirt and throw it on that day, and he'd have so many phone calls off the boaters and people driving up in Riverside.
That there's a prisoner around the thing? Yeah, that's true, too.
I interviewed...
I look good in orange, by the way. That's one color I look good in for some reason. What? I've had a lot of people tell me that.
Halloween.
When I was in Blaze Orange out at the deer camp.
Oh, yeah.
My brothers, you look good.
That's nice. Your brother to say that. Wow. Okay. I just want to say the prison, and that's a political thing, too, as well. I know we're kind of talking about who owns it, but yesterday I interviewed Ahmad. He got elected state representative for our district here, and we talked about issues, you know, coal piles, but boy, that prison's a big thing. And I think someday you're going to see them. If they could build a new prison, they'd get rid of that one. But it's like, where are you going to build a new one? Who wants a new prison?
Well, you know, it's funny. I know around the country that's like people, I don't want that in my area. In the UP, it was just the opposite. Communities used to fight to try to get the state put prisons in their areas. After the mines closed down and everything, those state jobs, they wanted those state jobs. They didn't care about whatever is going on around it. those jobs.
I lived in Alloway, three blocks away, and some people would ask me, you know, do you realize prison right there? Yeah, I drive by it every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's a feel. I mean, if the wind was not blowing at night in the middle of summer, I could be sitting with the fire pit in the backyard in Alloway. Yes, it was legal, but I would be sitting there, and all of a sudden you'd hear prisoners, you know.
Ten minutes.
Oh, you'd hear the announcements.
They got their hours.
No, oh, yeah.
They got their 1 hour of.
I saw that we had Joe Vertigan on that day. He talked about those prisoners that made a rope out of dental floss.
But I've been through there a few times. That could be upgraded.
No. All right, we're going to set our quick break. When we come back, John Miller, NBC 26, live from Detroit. And, of course, Dennis from the Glam Band. Back after this.
When I was just a baby.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho ho ho!
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer in 10.